Hello everybody, welcome to episode 53. You are here with me, Grace.
And me, Edgar.
In this episode, we're going to teach you how to say I hope or I wish for something, but for the future. This means that the word wish that we want to learn here is not used to express a regretful past, like how English speakers sometimes use. For example, I wish I had done that. I wish you had told me earlier. So here we're not going to learn about that.
And don't forget, if you want to follow along with the audio, you can download the PDF that contains all the sentences and additional content by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/polyglotgrace. So let's start with the word to hope. In Thai, the verb to hope is?
Wang. Wang means to hope. Kwam wang means hope as a noun.
Yeah.
But when you want to say a hope for something, as in you want to add more information, you have to say wang wa something something.
Yeah, so in Thai, I hope that something something will always be wang wa.
Exactly. Many times in English, you don't have to put the word that. For example, I hope my dad will be happy. You don't have to say, I hope that my dad will be happy. But in Thai, we always have to put wa if you want to add more information.
So, how would you say, I hope my dad will be happy?
หวังว่าพ่อจะมีความสุข พ่อ is dad.จะมี is will have, and ความสุข is happiness. In Thai, we express the word to be happy by saying to have happiness.
Let's do another example then. How would you say, I hope my son will like the gift?
Son is lúc chai. Daughter is lúc sao. The word for gift or present is...ของขวัญ so the whole phrase goes หวังว่าลูกชายจะชอบของขวัญ I hope my son will like the gift Now it's Edgar's turn I hope it will not rain tomorrow Let's see if you get it correctly
Thinking พรุ่งนี้ฝนไม่ตกน่าจะดี
That is perfect. You can say, Natadi, which means probably will be good. That is a perfect sentence, but I wanted to use the word wang wa. So the phrase that I was hoping for was wang wa, pung ni, fun zha mai tok. But what Edgar used, wago, was definitely like perfect, and we can break that down a little bit.For the word natadi, probably would be good. Can you make another sentence with the word natadi?
The teacher not coming tomorrow will probably be good. Crew, my ma pungi natadi.
Yeah. So, like, kind of like, I hope that the teacher doesn't come. Or also mean, it's better that the teacher doesn't come tomorrow.
So, to summarize, I hope it will not rain tomorrow. I can say, Wang wa puni fon mai tok. Is it correct?
Yes. Correct. And also, you can add the word will here. Ja. So, I would say, Wang wa pung ni fon ja mai tok.
Okay. Yeah, I would have thought that, but I thought you were asking me a trick question. So...
Nothing tricky, but very good. So now our listener get to know the word. Natadi. All right, let's move on to the next word, which is I wish. This is I wish like, I wish you a happy Christmas. I wish you have good life, you know, to wish someone something. In Thai, we use the word ขอให
้. ขอให
้. For example,I wish you happiness. I wish you a lot of happiness.
Kohai mi kwam suk. Or a lot of happiness. Kohai mi kwam suk mak mak.
Very good. But beware your pronunciation for mak mak. It's not mak mak, like how you pronounce it.
Mm.
It's mak mak. Both falling tone. I know it's a little bit hard to make, right? So mak mak, not mak mak. Can you try to say this word again?
Mak mak.
You say mak again. It's low and falling. I want it to be falling and falling. Mak mak.
Mak mak.
Very good. Mak mak.
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 Very good job. That's a lot of repetition. Okay, next. To get well. To get well is hai.
Hai.
Actually, this word is the same with to disappear. Mm-hmm. Like, I can say, oh, wait, where is my phone? Where did my phone disappear to? So, mưa thử hai bên này. Phone disappear to where? Or I can say, oh, ngân hai. My money disappeared. So as in I lost my money. To get well quickly, in Thai you can say hai wai wai or hai leo leo. Wai wai and leo leo has the same meaning. Alright, so how do you say I hope you get well soon or I hope she gets well soon?
Ko hai kao hai wai wai.
And if you know exactly who you're talking to and the context is clear, you can even take out the pronoun. You can say, "Kohai, hai wai wai."
Hmm. So this is the generic way to like wish someone to get better soon or to recover fast.
Exactly. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How would you say, "I wish you success"?
In Thai, the word for to succeed is "samlet." So you don't really need to say, I wish you success. You can say, I wish you succeed.
Mm.
The whole phrase is, Kohai samlet.
Just curious, is there a equivalent for I hope you have success?
Yeah. You can also say, I hope you meet with success. So success in Thai is Kwam samlet. The fixed verb that we use with kwam samlet is prasop. Prasop kwam samlet literally means to meet with success. But it's often translated to have success. So I wish that you have success in Thai is kohai prasop kwam samlet.
How would you say I hope you pass the test?
I would say kohai sop pan.
So, sop pan is to pass the test, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you make it negative? Like, I hope you fail the test?
Kohai sop tok. Sop pan is to pass the test. Sop tok is to fail the test. So, literally, pan means pass. Tok means to fall.
And just curious, can you say wang wa in this sentence?
Yeah, you can. So, you can say wang wa zha sop pan. So, hope will pass the test.
How would you say I wish he goes to hell?
Kohai tok nalok. Nalok is hell and to fall to hell is tok nalok.
So you also use the word tok here.
Mm-hmm.
Like sob tok. Fail the test, literally test fall and tok nalok. Fall into hell.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. And if you want to say go up heaven, we use the word kun because we think of nalok as being like under and heaven as being on top. So you have to go up, right? So it's going to be kun sawan. I hope you go to heaven. It's going to be
kohai kun sawan.
Nice.
Let's do one more example. How do you say I hope her husband dumps her?
Kohai sami ting. Sami is husband. Ting is to dump. I say the word ting is also used with garbage. So ting kaya, throw away the garbage, and you can dump somebody as well. So kohai sami ting.
So these two words that we learned today, kohai and wangwa, they're pretty similar, right? Like in English, I wish, I hope, you can kind of use either or in a lot of situations. I guess it's the same in Thai, right?
Yeah. So it's hard to say which one to use when, because in English, sometimes you can use hope, and in Thai, you can only use kohai.
Mm-hmm. So kind of just have to listen a lot and to see what Thai people use.
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe some are also like fixed phrases, like
Happy Christmas, for example, would say kohai mi kwam suk, one Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish you have happiness on the Christmas day.
Wang wa here would sound weird, right?
Yeah, sounds weird. Also, for example, you open a new business and I can say like, wow, I hope you get rich. That Thai people would say, kohai le luai, kohai ruai. Saying wang wa ruai is really off and it's not correct. So it's a little bit like a fixed phrase.
Good example.
All right, guys. We hope you guys like this episode. Wang wa to kon the shop episode ni.
We'll see you guys next week.
All right, guys. Thank you. See ya.
Bye.